to start off by reading today from the book of John. And this is John chapter 1, verse 14. I'm just going to read part of it. And the Word became flesh. And the Word became flesh. Think about that. This is what it's all about right here. This is the holiday season. The Word becoming flesh. This whole line here, I was sitting and reading it, and I've known it. I've heard it repeated a gazillion times, and I've read it before. But I was sitting the other day, and I was reading this. And it's like a light just went on in my head that God spoke to me and just revealed to me how important this little line right here in John chapter 1, verse 14 is. And the Word became flesh. This is talking about a fundamental transformation in the way that we see the world. Changing the way that we live, if we get it. The funny thing is, it's so simple when we read it, we sometimes miss it. We don't comprehend it, and as a result, we don't change the way that we see the world and the way that we live. And that's what this line is all about. And that's what this holiday is all about. It is about a transformation for us, changing the way not only we see the world, but we live in the world, the way we interact with the world, and who we are. And this is amazing. And this is what I'm going to try to convey to you today. I hope that with God's help that you will receive this, because this is incredible. Let's talk a little bit more about this verse and break it down. We know that in the literal, it means that the Word of God, His Scripture, His words, became flesh. It's talking about Jesus coming into the world. We understand that in the literal. But there's more going on here, because he's really revealing what the important transformation that is happening here. Because if we look at the Word, we can know that the Word of God also means His law. The laws that we live under. It can represent that law. And here it's saying, in the law, it's talking about all those commandments and all those things that Moses put together in those first five books. It's representing that. And when we can live by the law, we can live by the Word of God, and we see the world in a certain way. We see the world through a certain lens, and it affects us. It affects our behavior. It affects the way we think. It affects the way we act, and affects how we interact with other people. But then, now let's go on to the second part. But the Word became flesh. The flesh. Now, if we remember, when you're taking communion, often you'll have a piece of bread that represents the Lord's flesh, right? And you're eating that bread. It's becoming a part of you. But the flesh really represents God's goodness, God's love. And in eating it, what it means is it's becoming a part of you. God's love is becoming a part of you. You're receiving it. So this is what's happening here, is we're going from just the law to receiving the love, the goodness. Another way to say that is that the rule of law becomes the rule of love. The rule of law becomes the rule of love. Which way do you see the world? Do you look at the world from the point of view of the rule of law? Or do you look at it from the point of view of the rule of love? That is receiving the Spirit of God when we receive the rule of love. And it will change and transform us in amazing ways. It changes the way we think. It changes what we see. It changes how we act in so many wonderful ways. But we have to understand this, though. What is the rule of law? Let me talk about it for a moment so you begin to understand the rule of law. Now, in this change, in this transformation where the rule of law became the rule of love, it doesn't mean that the law was done away with, because the rule of love acts within the law. It doesn't act outside the law. The law is still there. The things of God are still there in the rule of love. It cannot act out beyond that. So law is within the love. We have to understand that. But the law on its own is very cold. If we just have the rule of love, if that's what we live by, it's a very cold and strict thing. How do we see the world when we look at it from the rule of love? I mean, the rule of law. How do we see the world? How does the world look to us when we see it only through the eyes of the law? Even when we look at ourselves, we become critical and condemning. We are filled with guilt, and we look at what's wrong with us. We see what is not right with us, and we compare it to what God has said, and we see that there's something wrong with me. And we condemn ourselves, and we're filled with guilt. And as a result of being filled with this rule of law, this is the way we also look at other people. We become critical, and we condemn them, and we see what they're not doing, and we see what's wrong with them. And we get angry because we know the rule of law, and when we look at them, they're not doing it. And we get angry and say, why are they not doing it? This is what's supposed to be done. They're not doing it. Stone them. Basically, and so we begin to be filled in our hearts with anger and hatred, not towards ourselves for some behaviors and things that we do, but also towards other people because of what they're doing. Because it's not in alignment with the rule of law. It's not in alignment with what God has said. Let me use an example so we can kind of understand this. And I think this is something everybody who drives a car can relate to. To get a driver's license, you have to take a test. You have to go down to the DMV and you go through a little book, and it tells you all the laws of the road. It tells you the traffic laws, and it tells you what is legal and what is illegal. It tells you what you're supposed to do when you come to a red light. You're supposed to stop. It tells you when you turn a corner, you're supposed to signal. It says if you change lanes, you're supposed to signal. When you come to a stop sign, you come to a complete stop. You know, it says all these different things. There's all these different laws that we have to know, and everybody needs to know this and take a test and pass it to get their driver's license. Yet out there on the street, you might be driving, and you'll see somebody change lanes without signaling. You'll see somebody roll through a stop sign. You'll see somebody cut you off, even though they know they're supposed to have so much distance between you and them before they make that change. You know the rules. They know the rules, but yet they just cut you off. They just roll through that stop sign. Everybody knows you're supposed to stay within your lane, but have you seen that guy? He's got one tire right on the line or over the line. Maybe he's driving in two lanes and you're driving along behind him thinking, pick a lane, buddy. What's your problem? Come on. See, the thing is, we all know what the rules are. When we look through the lens of the rule of law, we know right and we know wrong. We know good and we know evil. But when we start to see it like that, even in this simple example of traffic, we start to get really angry because we know that guy is driving in two lanes. And the rule is you drive in one lane. That guy just rolled through a stop sign. And you know you're supposed to stop. You're not sure the difference between a stop and a roll? I'll make it very simple for you. If I had a baseball bat and I was beating you over the head, would you want me to just slow down or stop? That makes it very clear. When you see the stop sign, you know, I want you to stop, Ted. Don't keep hitting me with the baseball bat. Stop. But yet you see people roll through the stop sign. See, when we look at it through that, though, imagine for a moment. We have police officers out there who enforce the traffic laws. They make sure that we don't run through red lights, that we don't roll through stop signs. Now, there's different ways to apply the law, though. They could apply the letter of the law. Imagine if police officers applied the letter of the law, right down to the exact thing that it says. What that would mean is that if the speed limit was 65 and you drove 66, you should get a ticket. Have any of you ever done that? Drove a mile over the speed limit? 1 mile an hour? I'm sure none of you have done that. But 1 mile an hour, that is against the law, and that deserves a ticket. Maybe you just paused at that stop sign. You didn't actually stop, but it just slowed almost to stop. That's a ticket. See, if an officer applies that, now many people are out there and they're upset that a police officer has given them a ticket when they were 10 miles over the speed limit. Many of them are upset because they got a ticket because that light was sort of yellowy red. There was a gray area there. But the rule of law, if we follow the letter of it, we'd be handing out a lot more tickets. Even 1 mile an hour. And you say, we should stone that guy if he's driving 66. Some people say we should wait till tomorrow because then he'll be going 67. Then we can stone him. But the rule of law says that we should stick exactly to 65. It's very cold. It's very harsh because who of us has not gone 1 mile over the speed limit? Sometimes our mind wanders. We don't know that guy that's driving in two lanes. Is he feeling okay? Is he thinking about something else? Maybe he's on some medication and it's making him groggy and we don't even know that. We don't know what his problem is. All we know when we look at it through the eyes of the rule of law is that he's breaking the law and he should get back in his lane. I remember, you know, very interesting story from the scripture where they brought this woman to Jesus. She was caught in the very act of adultery. And the letter of the law said that if you were caught in the act of adultery, if you were an adulterer, you should be stoned. So they brought this woman to Jesus and they said, what are you going to do with her? And he looked at everybody and he said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. See, he knew that everybody was driving over the line at some time. He knew that everybody was speeding 1 or 2 miles over the speed limit at some time. He knew that everybody wasn't perfect, that they had made mistakes in some way. And he knew that to apply the letter of the law wasn't passionate, wasn't compassionate. And everybody should be stoned if you're going to apply the letter of the law. And he knew that made no sense because Jesus was filled with love. And he wanted to create a transformation. And to do that, he couldn't stone everybody. That wouldn't give us the chance to be transformed in the way we see the world. It's interesting because the Pharisees, who I've talked about a lot of times, they were people of the law. They studied the 5 books of Moses day in and day out. They studied and they knew it backwards and they knew it forwards. And they were doing it and applying it to the letter of the law. They were totally just building it up. And they would look and they'd see somebody who just broke that by a little bit and they would get upset. They'd be outraged. You can't do that. They even said that to Jesus. Did you just heal somebody on the Sabbath? You can't do that. It says no working on the Sabbath. He just healed somebody. They got better. They felt better. He changed their life. And they're looking at the law going, ah, you can't do that on the Sabbath. See, they were in the mentality of seeing the world from the rule of law. And they needed to transform. And this is what Jesus was doing. He was shifting us so that we could see the world from the rule of love. It's a different way to see the world. The rule of law comes in from the outside. It comes to us from the outside and we try to bring it in. In other words, we study the scriptures, we learn what's right, we learn what's wrong, and we cram it into our heads, and then we have to make ourselves follow it. And if we can act in alignment with it, then it comes into our heart and becomes a part of our will and our way and our life. And it's a very regimented and disciplined and strict way of doing it. We have to kind of pound it in there to make it happen. The rule of love, though, does not come from the outside. It comes from the inside. When we receive the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love, into our hearts, now the rule of love is in charge. And the rule of love is kind and gentle and compassionate. And the rule of love knows nobody's perfect. Don't cast the first stone, because you aren't the one without sin. The rule of love knows we all are flawed. But the great thing is that now, once the Spirit of God is within us, it begins to transform us, begins to change us. It begins to change the way we see the world. and the way we act and the way we speak. And if we're in the rule of love, if we say we've received the Spirit of God and we're walking with God, then we have to act like that too. We can't slip back into the mode of being under the rule of law and living by the letter of the law and say, that's against the law. You're 1 mile over the speed limit. You need a ticket. We have to remember that we are under the rule of love now, and that's different. It's not that we don't notice what's wrong. We notice it. But remember what the Lord said. He said, let me read it here. I have it right here. Judge not, and let me read where this is from here. Sorry. This is Luke chapter 6, verse 37. This is Jesus speaking. And he says, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. He was teaching here and trying to share with the people because they were already in the mentality of the rule of the law. They knew it. They had studied it. And they were following the letter of it. And anybody that got outside of it, they got stoned. They got punished. But Jesus was trying to show them a different way to see the world through God's eyes in the rule of love. And in that, we know that all of us make mistakes. So now it begins to shift and change the way we see the world. We begin to act in another way. And we have compassion, just like Jesus did for this lady that was caught in the act of adultery. He didn't stone her. He said, go and sin no more. All of us have made a mistake. And he'll say, you made a mistake. Go and don't do that again. You get a second chance. Many of us, though, are living under the rule of the law. You know, when we're driving, we see somebody doing something we don't like. We get angry at them. We have a coworker, and we know what right is, and we know they're doing something wrong. And we get angry with them. And we begin to feel that anger and have that dislike of them, and we hate them. And we may not say we hate them, but in our hearts we're going, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. And that's living under the rule of law. Because you know what right is, and you see they're not doing it, and you begin to get angry. You begin to get upset with them. Whereas when we're living under the rule of love, when the Spirit of God is within us, it transforms us. We don't have to criticize or be critical of other people, and we know, yes, they're not doing it in alignment, but we also have to believe the Spirit of God can change them. The Spirit of love can transform their way of seeing the world too. Maybe that guy that's driving in two lanes at the same time, maybe he needs new glasses. God can heal those eyes so he can see straight, so he's not seeing double vision, and he'll get into one lane. God can heal that coworker too. So they now can begin to live in alignment with love and goodness. Let me read something else here that I was looking at. This is very interesting. This is from 1 John. 1 John, and we're in chapter 4. This is verse 20. Listen carefully. This is John wrote this. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Again, often we fall into this hate and this anger at somebody because we're looking at it as right and wrong, good and bad. We're seeing through that lens. And when we do that, we start to judge people. We start to condemn them. Because as I said, when we look through the eyes of the rule of law, just under the law, we're condemning. We're filled with guilt. We're seeing what's wrong rather than what's right. We're seeing the problem rather than the solution. And that makes us angry. Doesn't it make you angry when somebody cuts you off? Because you know what right is, and you know what they did was wrong. But we're looking at it in the wrong way. Because you could see it from the rule of love, and you could see, that guy made a mistake. You know what? I'm not going to be the first one to cast the stone at that driver. I'm not going to be the first one to say, okay, he needs to have his license revoked. I'm not the first one to call him names and honk my horn and drive up on his bumper and say what's wrong with him. Because I know he deserves a second chance. Driver, you go forward and don't drive so badly again. Sin not. I won't be the first one to cast the stone. That's what we need to do when we see through the rule of love. We see that there are many flaws in us, but we don't have to be critical and condemning of ourselves or of other people. We need to let the Spirit of love, the Spirit of God, work through us to transform the way we see the world and the way that we're walking in the world and the way that we act in the world. This is how the great things can happen. And this is all summed up in the Word became flesh. The law became love. Goodness. That's what this season's all about. Beginning to walk in that. And for a few months or a few weeks, quite often when we get close to the holidays, you see more people begin to walk in love. They start expressing this. They start feeling this a little bit. Just for a few weeks or a few days, you'll notice it. Kind of there's a different feeling in the stores or in the houses or on the streets or in the places of work. You begin to feel that. But the thing is, this transformation wasn't just for a season or just for a holiday. This transformation was for a lifetime. This was a permanent transformation. It didn't change back. Because once the Lord came, He transformed the way we're supposed to see the law. We're not supposed to live so critically and condemning anymore and filled with guilt. He wanted us to live in love. He wanted us to live in goodness, loving one another, rather than being angry and hating one another. He wanted us not to be condemning of people that we see are doing wrong, but He wanted us to be forgiving and not judge them, not condemn them, as I was reading here. And this is something for all of us that we need to shift the way we see the world. And when we receive the Spirit of God with on the inside, now we need to live in alignment with it. Because if we are living from the rule of law, we will always be condemning and critical. It's just the way you see the world when you live from that perspective. But when the Spirit of God comes upon you, you now live from the rule of love, which is a whole different way of looking at the world and living in the world and acting in the world. For each one of us, this is something very important for us to do and to change. Let me read something here from Matthew. This is Matthew, and it's chapter 5, verse 21. Let's take a look. Again, this is Jesus teaching. He had a lot of valuable lessons because he was teaching them so they could transform. So they could go from living under the law to living in love. Living by the letter of the law to now becoming the love by receiving the Spirit. And it was a transformation. And they need to understand what it took to change. What did it take? What did they have to start doing different? Here it says in verse 21, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder,' and 'Whoever murders will be in danger of judgment.' But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment." This is interesting here. Again, he's talking about when you're looking under that rule of law, you begin to judge. You begin to see what's wrong with them. But it's not only what we do, he's saying here. It's also what we're thinking. That even if we have in our hearts that I don't like that person because they're breaking the rules and they're doing what's wrong, or I don't like that driver, and we get angry about that in our hearts, and we say, I don't like them, we call them names or whatever, even if they never heard you say that, you already have it. It's in your heart. Murder begins in the heart. Condemning begins in the heart. That's why the Spirit of God needs to enter into a heart and begin to change it, begin to transform it, begin to make us into something new. Because from the outside, when we just take the law and we bring it in like this, it becomes very cold, it becomes very condemning. But when the Spirit of God comes within our heart, within our soul, within our life, and God is within us, then He begins to change us. It now becomes about love. It now becomes about forgiveness and second chances. And knowing that, okay, I'm not perfect, but I can get better. God can improve me. And God keeps giving us more chances. Because He's not interested in stoning us. He's interested in transforming us into what He created us to be. Something incredible. And the rule of love will do that. Love will transform. The Spirit of God, God's love, will transform us. We just have to allow ourselves to act in alignment with it. Don't act or even think out of alignment. If we're thinking under the rule of law, then we're still living under the rule of law. You know, if your actions are saying one thing, but your thoughts are saying another, we got to let the Spirit of God come into us and transform the way we see the world and the way we think about the world. Because that, then we will know our will has been changed. Our head is not just filled with facts or information of what right and wrong is, but our heart and our will is now filled in alignment with God, His love. And when we have God's love within us, we can't think anything else but good things. We can't act any other way but then in alignment with God. And we see His love in the people that we look at, and we have compassion and forgiveness in our hearts. And those who live under the rule of love reign in heaven. You are meant to reign in heaven and on earth. And to do that, we need to receive the Spirit of God and begin to live that way in the world. In everything we think and the way we act. Sometimes you can bite your tongue. In other words, you can prevent yourself from saying something you want to say. But even if you've bit your tongue to stop yourself from saying it, you've already thought it or you've already had that in your heart. So you might have prevented yourself because you didn't want to create a scene or a situation. So you bit your tongue, but you already have it in your heart. And God is saying we need to receive His Spirit in so that our hearts can be transformed. Because that's what changes the way we act in the world. That's what makes us be able to act lovingly, think lovingly, be loving, and receive that Spirit of God. Let's not be liars like it was talking here in 1 John, where you say you love God but you hate people. We got to love people. We got to love them. We got to love them for their defects and their flaws. We don't have to love their defects and their flaws, but we love them in spite of that. Because we know there are possibilities and there are opportunities for God to change them. We know that God can perform miracles and that all things are possible and He can change that person too. No matter how badly they're driving, God can transform them in some wonderful way. And we got to have that just exuding from us all the time from our hearts. And then we will know that we live under the rule of love. And the Word became flesh. That law became goodness. We receive that love and that goodness. We receive that Spirit of God within us. And remember that it's there every day. If you catch yourself thinking something, maybe you didn't act on it. Know what he said here about this guy that's murdering. Even if you're thinking about murdering, you're only thinking it. You haven't acted on it. You've already done it. It's in your heart. It's the same thing. And that's why we need to let the Spirit of God come into us. So that we're not angry at people. We're not hating them. We're not convicting them. And we're not convicting ourselves. We're not condemning ourselves or others. That's the transformation that can take place. And for us to receive the Spirit of God and live under the Spirit of God is to live under the rule of love and His goodness, so that we have compassion and love for everyone. I hope you received and understood what I was talking about today. I'll probably speak about it a few more times, but I hope you've received it today and you go out there into the world and begin to act in alignment with it. If you catch yourself thinking, or feeling a certain way, and even though you might not have expressed it or acted on it, I want you to recognize that and know how you're seeing the world. If you're seeing it as a condemner, then you're probably still living under the rule of right and wrong and under the law. And you haven't made this transformation that was meant to take place when the Lord entered the world. You haven't received that yet completely and fully. And it's okay, don't condemn yourself either. But let the Lord come into your heart more fully, into your life more fully. Let him bring the rule of love. Let his spirit come into you so you can begin to see the world and the people of the world through the eyes of love in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, and in your actions. And you'll be blessed. And God's bounty and abundance will pour out upon you. You'll have nothing but great blessings. And more good things will happen because God's miracles happen when we believe and trust in him. God's miracles happen when we know he's in charge. His love can change all things. And he can change you too.